I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now. But home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with the right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Here's my question to you, Crowder, and we're going to talk with Mike Cuno this hour, who's in Washington, and he'll tell us how the joint practice was today. But what do you think gives the Dolphins the best chance to win week one in Vegas? Is it just that the Raiders are a worse team? They're also trying to figure out who they are. They also have a new coach, and they have a retread quarterback, but they're really looking towards their quarterback of the future who won't be playing week one. Or is it you think the Dolphins have a better chance to win in Vegas because Jeff Hafley is going to maximize the roster that he's built here with limited means in Miami, and Malik Willis is going to show you why he belongs as a 17-week starter in the league and what, you know what I mean? Like, how do you, because we've talked about it. That's a winnable game, right? We're looking at the Dolphins schedule. We go, the Raiders game is a winnable game, even though it's on the road. But how is it a winnable game? Because you're hoping the Raiders are that much worse, or you're hoping for the best. You feel like the Dolphins have a better organization.
I will go with option two with a caveat of surprise. There's no way, like, we can go into 17 games this year and the Dolphins are not going to have a superior roster to these teams. They're not going to, because of the fact that we're $150 million dead cap money. So we're paying Tua, we're paying Jalen, we're paying Jalen and Jalen, Ramsey and Waddle, and we're still paying Tyreek. The thought would be that Hafley is a good coach. He's going to have a great game plan, and they're going to go in and you're going to surprise the teams. They're not going to know what we're going to do. They don't know what Malik Willis is going to do. Devon Achane, I tell you, Hawk, you asked last hour about who the best player or what's the approach. Devon Achane needs to get 25 plus touches, 10 catches, 15 carries, whatever it is. Everybody in the league. If I am a linebacker on the opposite team from the Dolphins, I'm staring at Devon Achane every play. Wherever he goes, I'm leaning that way.
But here's the issue I would take with your answer. You're saying maybe we can surprise them, but then you're also saying it also has to be all Devon Achane. So you can't surprise them.
Like, we can surprise them.
That's what I'm saying. How do you get to the victory in Vegas? Is it personnel? Because they really can't surprise them. Because if
it's not going to be personnel, we're not going to outplay people man to man.
Then if it doesn't go through Devon Achane, how are you going to win on the road in week one?
Caleb Douglas, Tutu, somebody's going to have Dolchich. Like, you're going to have some stuff, some screens, some reverse double throwbacks. Like, you have to surprise a team to beat them when you're not physically or roster talented to just go out and whoop somebody and beat them in the mouth. I'm upset that now they're saying that the offensive line is getting whooped. I thought the old line was going to be our cheat code this year. And I hope, and it was one practice. With the commander. So we could put that, saying we'll see what happens, but I thought that would be it. But, yeah, if Hafley, and I think Hafley's good enough to know, you're not walking out and going to out-talent any team on this season, on this schedule. So let's do some, if you want to call it cutesy, but just something that they're not expecting to go out there and win. The Raiders and Jenty is not a – so we have a good running back. They have a good running back. Kirk Cousins, if you had to pick him or Malik Willis to win a game, I'm saying most people are going to say Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
If you want to say they have one of the Bauer, the guy at Georgia, he's one of the best tight ends in the league. Like, if you go through their roster, Max Crosby is going to give us pure hell on that edge. We are going to have to find a way to get to I don't want to say sneak up on them, but we have to figure out a way to beat bad teams. Good teams are just better than us. Bad teams, we're right there with them. We're going to have to beat them with 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
It's a 305.
Dale.
God bless.
Dale.
Gracias, Bedbug.
You're welcome.
305 is brought to you by Miami Lakes Chevrolet, where you walk in as a customer and drive out as family. Russell Westbrook has officially retired.
Oh. I'm really not that upset.
I'm not at all. But there was some talk that maybe he would end up with the Heat.
I'm a little upset. Not upset, but sad that his career ends this way. Very clearly, nobody was interested.
18 seasons, though, right?
9-time All-Star. 2017 MVP after Kevin Durant left his ass and he carried that OKC team, and he retires as the NBA's all-time leader in triple-doubles. That's going to be broken by the Joker in time. But either way, Nikola Jovic.
No.
That's right.
Josh Giddey. We're talking triple-doubles. This guy's a triple-double machine. Hello?
Stop.
What? Is anyone watching basketball?
He better not collect his severance, because I think he plays again.
You think?
Yeah. Some team that somebody gets hurt, they bring him out, you know.
Every team has had an opportunity seven times over to get him. Cool, he's at the end of the internet.
Once you do the Sacramento.
Break glass. If needed.
Once you do the Sacramento tour and they don't want you.
Yeah.
Like, Sacramento is always down for an aging superstar that is polarizing, is a superstar that still puts people in the stands. And even they're like, we'll ride it out with Keegan Murray instead.
We're good. Anyway, great career for Russell. Ended, you know, unceremoniously, but great career.
His game did not age.
No. I mean, those low-light reels that you see, like those super edits of some of his games, man. Holy moly.
But arguably, at his peak, athleticism, the most dominant player in the league.
Yeah.
At one point.
Oh, first ballot Hall of Famer.
Easy.
First ballot.
Yep.
Yeah. But to Solana's point, the athletic guys – every single day you're getting older and that athleticism sneaking away.
And then
you start shooting threes.
I was going to say, and then if you can't start banging down threes, you end up on supercuts with with 9 missed threes and a half.
Yeah, I was about to say.
What do you think his career earnings were? What do you think Russell Westbrook career earnings were?
Cleared $500 million easy.
Right? Got to be over half a billion.
Half a billion, yeah.
Easy.
Let's see. Russell Westbrook, career earnings. AI says, Allen Iverson, I just texted him, $349 million.
Really?
That's what Google AI says. I don't know. I got to look at SpoTrack. Hold on a second here.
He was a monster. I know it's funny now to talk about him with the 0-for-9 from three, but when that boy was in OKC – he was crazy.
$349
million. Wow. He's a top 10 player of the last 15 years.
Yeah.
And arguably a top 10 player of the 21st century. Arguably. I'd really have to go through it, because then you're talking about like Dirk Nowitzki, Tim Duncan, obviously LeBron, Kobe, Wade.
His highest paid season was 2021 in L.A., $44
million. Yeesh. Good job, LeBron.
Is he better than – is he So he's the third best player on the OKC team, though, right? Harden's better than him. KD's better than him.
I would take.
Wow, that's a great question.
I would take prime Russell Westbrook over prime James Harden any day of the week.
Not over KD, though.
No.
KD for sure, best on that team.
There's only two players you're taking over Kevin Durant in
Kuzalis
their prime.
And Giddey.
Right.
No. Don't just, Solana, you can't do that. You can't.
No, he's on the right track. I was going to say Bam and Pelle Larsen. What do you guys make of this Josh Kushner, Bob Iger buying the Lakers, who, by the way, were sold a year ago, $12.5 billion.
Yeah, something smells funny. I do have a friend of mine in L.A. who will remain unnamed, said that they were under federal investigation, sells the Lakers 8 months after buying it to a Trump family member. I'm just saying nobody sells the Lakers 8 months after buying it.
Seems a little fishy.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
But when you're in the $12 billion range, it's a different
Yeah,
level.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, so I don't know. I'll let Pablo Torre figure it out. I'm not interested.
$12 billion. That's crazy.
That is insane.
I mean, you don't sell the Lakers 8 months after purchasing it unless maybe you make a profit of $2.5 billion.
But at that point, like, if you've put $10 billion into something, what's the new $2 billion get you? Like, I you buy something for $10 billion because that's your trophy piece. 8 months later, it's not your trophy piece?
But if you can flip, let's say, to that point now, just
they could easily flip this. They could flip this now for $13.5 billion. Someone will pay $13.5 billion now.
If they know a dude that's going to pay $13.5 billion and you're going to pay $12 and you can get a $1.5 billion in 8 months, that's a crazy return.
But it's not why people buy sports franchises, certainly not marquee franchises.
It's a passion.
It's a toy, yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's kind of the criticism of Stephen Ross, is like, is he love football or is this an investment piece? Because he's made a bunch of money off the Dolphins with no in-season success, but he has quadrupled the price,
the value. But that's, I mean, that's not by luck. Like, he put a ton of money. Again, no on-field success, but he built up what the organization is with the F1 racing and the tennis and all the stadium improvements.
The Lipton?
Yeah, the Lipton is there now. All right, let's get headlines real quick because I want to have time with Mike Cugno, who's at joint practices today. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, their lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVW.com. Don't forget, Rob Zombie, Marilyn Manson tickets. We will give them away at 5:20 today. 5:20.
My apologies. I thought we were already in headlines, which is why I launched into a conversation about the Lakers ownership.
No, I don't think we were. Maybe we were. I don't know.
All right, well, I do have some headlines. The Miami Heat are going to play on Black Friday against the Mickey Mouse champions, the New York Knicks.
Oh, wow, that's a big game.
Yep.
That is.
That'll be the day after Thanksgiving this year, 7 p.m.
Black Friday falls on the day after Thanksgiving this year?
I think so.
Mm. Yeah.
After my birthday.
When, what are the NFL games?
Grown people.
I was just going to say the same thing. Why does a grown person need to interject, it's right after my birthday?
Thank you, Jimmy.
My birthday's on the 12th. Get out of here.
Mine, by the way, is November 24th. I'm very close to that day as well.
Hey, stand you either.
That's good of Jimmy to let us know. His birthday falls on Thanksgiving this year. So, no, I have to wish him a happy Thanksgiving and a happy birthday. That's terrible.
Right, well, yeah. We'll worry about that in November.
You actually don't have to wish him anything because y'all are both grown men.
So, who are the Black Friday NFL games? Broncos-Steelers, 3 p.m. Mm. And what time is the Heat game?
7 o'clock.
Oh, all right.
They're really putting the Broncos on a lot of prime time, huh?
They're going to be good, bro.
I mean, if he didn't get injured last season, they're probably a Super Bowl team.
But are they interesting?
I don't know if they're interesting. That's a good question. That's a totally different question.
They're going to have a top three at worst defense in the NFL. They're going to choke people to death.
Their defense last year, Crowder, you're the one that highlighted it early in the season, said, bro, this defense is legit, and the numbers obviously proved it. But I don't ever remember watching the Broncos and being like, oh, this is a fun game to watch.
Yeah, although with Jalen Waddle.
Right.
See, I hate when I take a side because now I'm cheering for Jalen Waddle.
Jalen Waddle's going to have 2,000 receiving yards this season.
Jalen Waddle, you know what? He might become the number one over, what's his name, Cortland Sutton. That's his name, Solana?
Because he's better or because Sutton's going to gain more attention and so Waddle will be open? Because that was the theory with Tyreek Hill, right? That Waddle would be open often.
That would be the thing. And Jalen Waddle is good, but I don't think Cortland Sutton is that great either. So I think it's a chance that he becomes the number one. But the Broncos think highly of him because they gave a first-round draft pick for him.
They did. I'm going to be loving the Broncos so much this year, I'm going to turn into Russell Wilson. Broncos country, let's ride.
You are all in on Jalen Waddle and Bryce Young. Good luck. Good luck.
You take hard. You take crazy stances.
And this coming from a guy who's all in on Matt Mervis and Matas Buzela.
Weird stances y'all take.
Everybody stay tuned because I will give you the Miami Heat NBA Cup schedule in the next hour during headlines.
Hawk's gone.
Can I
leave?
Hawk wrote.
Okay. I'm out of here too.
Or you could just Google it if you want. Or just check what the Miami Heat posted.
Hawk, I was going to meet you downstairs for a drink.
I was like, oh, I thought that was like when the band plays a song I'm not interested in, and that's when I go out to get a beer.
Jay Lucas has agreed to a new 5-year contract after a historic first season. That's according to Pete Thamel. The Miami Hurricanes give Jay Lucas the bag.
All right.
Marlins play tonight. Inter-Miami plays tonight. Just to round out headlines here. Some very interesting comments from Leo Messi. He posted a heartfelt message following the passing of his dad. It was his first post to social media since his father passed away late last week. And the translation to English was essentially, he doesn't know how much more he can carry on playing this game, that so much of it reminds him of his dad.
Yeah, I always, having gone through the loss of both my parents, I know Crowder lost his dad, and you know, you expect to lose a parent. So, I mean, that's the circle of life. And there are people who deal with death, you know, in unexpected circumstances. I would say, don't make any decisions about anything that are, you know, important decisions for a year at least, because you don't know how you're going to feel, you know. And I would totally understand someone saying that, you know, where his whole life. His dad has been with him probably the way you are, you know, with your son, coaching and what, and you get to the level and all of a sudden you're the biggest global superstar. And then he's not there anymore. He's not part of it. You remember Michael Jordan, you know, famously going through issues when his father was murdered. So I always, people can, I'm not telling Leo Messi not to say whatever he feels like saying or write whatever he feels like writing, but I always give everyone a pass when it comes to losing someone that's close to them, because how you feel, you know, a week after is going to be different than how you feel a month after is going to be different than how you feel 6 months and a year and so on.
And I would say I used to I can laugh about it now, but like when the light would, you know, the light would turn yellow, when I was close enough to get through the light, I would thank Randy for keeping the light yellow for like months and months and months on end. I don't do it anymore, but like when you have that grief thing, I really didn't feel it till Randy passed. Like I didn't know what like grieving and what it does to you. So the grief of different people, and you have to deal with your grief the way you want to deal with it. But Hawk, I think 100% decisions I would make about things now versus the week after Randy died would be totally different.
Yep.
So just, I would say, take your time and grieve and then make big time decisions.
How many shows can go from breaking down sprinkles to having an introspective conversation about death?
Very few, I would imagine, right?
Oh, we're special.
Oh, we're special.
What you got, bed bug?
It's almost my birthday.
Birthday.
Jimmy caught astray, man.
Oh, bed bug.
3 months.
Your weather in South Florida right now, it's 90 degrees. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the 80s. There could be some rain as well. That's brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Have a leaky roof? Take action now. Get your free estimate. Call 954-968-8155.
All right. Mike Cugno is at Dolphins Joint Practice, and he is going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
And to Tuquo Unfo.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We share health. We got you.
Jimmy's got the bangers working today. Little Jay Giles Band. Centerfold. You know this song, Solana?
Nobody likes this song, huh?
What? It's a great song. This is about finding out that your high school girlfriend is a centerfold in Playboy. Crank this up for a second. You open up the magazine. There she is.
This is like a song you'd hear in Cheaper by the Dozen.
this is a bad song.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
All right, you're both banned from the Cuño segment. That's it. You're both banned.
Okay.
This song is terrible.
Centerfold from Jay Giles Band is terrible?
Bad. This is bad.
You are running me hot.
Well, I don't want to run you hot. Now, your old lady, now she went that route. Like, what kind of decisions are you making in life?
I waited for that to happen since I graduated high school in 1987. I bought every girly magazine waiting to have this song come true.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, your ladies weren't going to have be no centerfold.
How dare you. Cuño, will you agree that that's a great song, Centerfold?
I can't believe I'm doing this, but I absolutely stand with Hawk on this. And you two should absolutely be banned. By the way, Crowder, some deer on the trail cam. You should drive out here and we'll go hunting.
I'm supposed to go to South Georgia. There's deer up on our trail cam.
What?
This is a man conversation.
No, I'm talking about centerfolds and the girls you dated becoming centerfold models, and you guys are like, hey, there's deer on the trail cam?
Well, you know what happened.
You the only trail I care about.
you know the magazine, like, that Crowder's opening. When he opens the centerfold, it's a buck. You know what I mean? It's an 8-point buck, and, you know.
Man, that's a 42-inch snook. That's a beautiful fish,
man.
Hey, now we're talking. That's not slot snook, but hey.
Cuño, that song's a banger, right?
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
All right, I just wanted to get that out of the way. Mike Cuño is on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, sports anchor on CBS4. You will see him prowling the sidelines this Friday night as the Dolphins and Commanders game will be on CBS4. Their broadcast starts at 6:30 on Friday. Don't forget, you can catch Cuño and Kim Bocamper and John Congemi all season long on Dolphins Weekly Live on CBS4, so make sure you're watching that for all your Dolphins coverage. How was the first day of joint practice between the Dolphins and the Commanders?
Well, I think it's fair to say the Commanders won the day, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. That was a team that was 2 years ago, you know, went away from going to the Super Bowl. So these two franchises just are in different places. But what I will say is the players echoed it too. I did like the effort that you saw out there. Like, for instance, there would be a rep where Kenneth Grant may have gotten beaten one-on-ones. The next one, he comes back and wins it. You know, I saw that a number of times with players. You heard from guys like Jordan Brooks how, you know, the rookies were getting their feet wet, but the moment wasn't too big for them going up against new competition. And you heard a lot today that these rookies are smart, doing well. Michael Taft had a number of good plays today, whether it was one-on-ones or in 11-on-11. So I think there's a lot of positives, and just knowing where this Dolphins team is at right now and what they're building towards and their future, I think today was a good first step. I think intent and effort and all those things matter. If you're gonna mess up a play, let that be the mess up. But there wasn't like the too many pre-snap penalties, those types of things. It was, you know, all in all, I think you take some positives away from this, but there's still plenty to work on.
Yeah, Mike, I used to try real hard, but I didn't make more plays just trying real hard. Like,
go well, hustle. I mean, but yeah, you didn't have to when you had JT and Zach and Junior around you. You didn't have to try real hard at all, you know?
But Mike, the one thing that we were talking about it earlier, where I thought the O-line with Austin Jackson, first rounder, Patrick Paul, who's played very well. He was kind of the center of that behind Aaron Brewer, Savin Yaya, second round pick. Now you bring in a first round pick in Proctor.
Nailed it. Yep.
Seven and Naya. How he say his name?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah.
But like that was upsetting when we were talking about earlier, where the old line was getting whooped. Do you think that's just a first day thing? Can they figure that out? Because I think the old line, with having Devon Achan being the center of our offense, that old line got a ball.
Yeah, I think they do. And maybe that to me was maybe the most, I guess if you wanted to say like a disappointing, you wanted to see more of them just from sheer size. I thought Proctor had some good moments. But the other side of that is you did get to see Malik Willis, who clearly was told, it seems like anyway, hey, it's okay to run today, because he took off a couple times and ran. And I asked Austin Jackson, or was it, I forget who it was, afterwards, but they're like, yeah, you know, that means defenses are going to have to respect that as well. So the offensive line is still, you know, they still got a lot of work that they have to do, especially with those two young guards. But the fact that Malik Willis does add that element to the offense, that may take some pressure off them, knowing that he can get out of the pocket and run today, which is something we haven't really seen during training camp, because it seemed like they really wanted him to stay in the pocket and try to go through his progressions. But today against a different team, he was able to get out and run a little bit.
Caleb Douglas being listed as a starting wide receiver on the depth chart. And I know Halfley said today, Cuño, not to make too much of the first depth chart, but that's what we do, right? How do you view this? Is it A, wow, Caleb Douglas is shocking everybody and maybe there's something here, or is it B, wow, the receiving room is kind of not showing up and it has allowed a guy like Caleb Douglas to really break in?
No, I think if you're out at camp and you watch him play, you're like, oh, it's a surprise because he's a rookie. But then you watch him play, you're like, it's not a surprise at all. Even today, he had a couple of contested catches over the middle, and he came down with, you know, didn't have any drops there. And that was that kind of moment where you're like, yeah, no, he fits there. There's a role for him. I asked him about that, by the way, the depth chart. Maybe he's not even putting enough into it, because he didn't know. He didn't know the depth chart came out, and he didn't know he was listed there. But, I mean, he kind of figure when you're running with the ones where you stand. But, no, he has been, from a consistency standpoint, one of the top guys of any unit out there at camp. And he adds a dynamic and a size that we really haven't seen the last few years because of the size of Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. But, you know, their speed kind of kills, whereas I think Caleb Douglas is a little bit more of a all-around wide receiver.
Have you ever heard it called the receivering room?
The receiver? Did I call it that?
No, Solana did.
No. Solana said the receivering room.
At least I can pronounce Savainaya.
Fair. Neither of you can acknowledge that Jay Giles' band Centerfold is one of the greatest songs of the 80s. So
it's
both of you have already entered this segment on my
bleep dating
list.
Who were you dating in high school then?
I'm not naming names.
87. I wasn't even born yet in 87.
All right, settle down, Cuño.
You were dating girls in shoulder pads.
I was. Shoulder pads were the look, man.
Hey, Mike, you talked about Malik running, but did he look good in the pocket? Because you hear live arm, live arm, live arm. Are you seeing it now? You've seen even the other practices, but now this joint practice. Are you seeing anything out of Malik?
Yeah, he had a couple good throws. I think he had one that was a little bit kind of deep over the middle to Malik Washington. Where we were from watching, it was tough to see who it was. He did have a pick today, but it's honestly one of the more things I think I've been more impressed with from Malik Willis, not having obviously met him or seen him play really until this year. Even at camp back home, you can see some of those throws and the zip and fitting into tight windows. I'm really excited the fact that we're actually probably going to see him play this week. Halfley said, you know, it's not for certain. Things could change. But the fact that we might actually get to see him this week is, I think it's good. I mean, look, he doesn't have a ton of NFL experience either. If you want to go up against starter for starter across the league, I mean, he needs the reps as well. But arm strength, I don't think is a problem with him.
What do you think? Because we know the Vegas over-under for the Dolphins for the season is 4.5 wins. And we saw USA Today earlier this week or last week came out with their season win projection for the Dolphins, and it was 1. They have them at 1-16. Wow. And I'm curious, what do you think is the best possible upside scenario for the Miami Dolphins this coming season?
Best possible upside scenario, I think, would be any team would be Super Bowl. But
well, realistic. Let's make it realistic.
I think it's honestly, look, so many games in the NFL come down to one possession, and to me, it's are you in those games, right? Like if that holds true. And I, you know, my hope is with what Halfley is trying to build here in terms of the toughness and competition, that at the very least, that's what you're going to get. And maybe more of those games end up breaking away. Maybe not. We'll see. But, and I mean, I feel like we talk about this a lot. Like what's the ceiling for this team? And I don't know. We're going to see it. There's a lot of new guys on this team. There's a new quarterback. There's a guy who was the passing coordinator last year, who's now the OC, new defensive coordinator. There's so much new here. And I think that is probably why nationally you see these kind of win projections at one. I'm not ready to be like, I know where this team's going to go. I don't. I want to see it play out. So I know it's a long-winded answer to not give you an answer, but it just, to me, it's just,
well, it
so
seems like you're it seems like you're dancing around.
I'm not. But like, I don't, like, what, because here's the thing, and I love about Dolphin fans. If they go on and win six or seven games, there's always going to be that, oh, we should have tanked for a higher draft pick. And it's like, no, you don't, you know, you play to win. You don't want to tank if you're trying to build something. So to me, it's, I look at that 6-7 win total. Is it possible? I think so. Is it likely? Who knows? But these, tell that to these guys who are out here working and trying to win every game that they possibly can.
Mike, was there any fights, and not just the silly fights,
no,
but just the manly fights?
One at the end, a little pushing and shoving, but nothing that escalated to like, oh, we had a brawl today. You know, there was none of that. And things got, I think it was Jordan Phillips was in the middle of it. Things got cooled off pretty quickly.
Huh. Well, maybe you should like punch Joe Shad or something.
I was going to say, what about in the media, yeah, right? How about a media fight?
Yeah.
Me and Bo Camper will throw down later today, but that's a pay-per-view fight.
I'd buy
Steve
that.
Goldstein is going to call the fight.
I would buy that. Were you there?
Jump on Chris Perkins, because he ain't going to have no wins.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, were you there the other day? Because Joe Shad tweeted out a picture of six donuts that Perk brought the Dolphins working media. And I said, well, that's kind of a nice gesture. These are competitors mostly for Perk, and he's bringing donuts. And Crowder was like, well, no, he only brought six donuts, and we probably counted, you know, 15 working Dolphins media members. And then all the donuts were chocolate. Three of them had sprinkles, which I don't understand bringing sprinkled adults more sprinkled donuts. Like, I don't understand that. So where do you...
Sprinkled adults would be funny.
Yeah, bringing sprinkled adults.
I was
adults
just getting
an image
of that.
I was back in...
Sign up for that.
I was thinking of the Jay Gilesman centerfold. But what do you think about Perk? Were you there when he brought those donuts? And what happened? Did you cut them into quarters?
I'm glad you brought this up, because I did see the donuts there, but I didn't know Perk brought it. So, you know, did Perk maybe, I don't know, did he take out a bunch of media members? There's only like four or five of us here. Like, did he, you know, did he give some tainted donuts? And that's why we're not seeing so many guys out here. I don't know.
Is he better off not bringing any free donuts than bringing only six?
No, I think free donuts is always better than no free donuts, right?
Well, not if you don't get one. Not if you don't get one.
Be happy. You better show up on time.
But I'm saying, like, if there's one donut left and it's you who wants it, Kim Bocamper who wants it, and Hal Habib who wants it, we know who's getting the donut. Well, we know who's not getting the donut.
treat it like Lady and the Tramp, and you share it that way, you know.
It's Hunger Games, and Kim is going to win that Hunger Game.
Do you think Bo takes out Cuno for a last donut? Oh.
He ragdolls me with one hand.
Cuno's wearing the donuts around his neck, like
yeah.
Then he apologizes. I didn't want to do that to you, Mike, but
yeah. No, he wouldn't apologize. He would just toss me aside.
Did you guys go out in, where are you guys, in Washington or Virginia?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Are you staying?
I don't know where I'm at.
Are you staying in Washington or Virginia?
I have no idea.
Really?
I don't know. Huh. Yeah.
Did you go out to
like
dinner?
When I went to Kansas City, and I didn't know if I was in Missouri or Kansas. Did I go out to dinner?
With Bo. Did you and Bo go out to dinner?
No, I just had lunch with Bo.
Oh, yeah? Where'd you go?
Yeah. I don't know what it's called. Farmer something? Which immediately you're probably out on.
What's wrong
Farmers
with him?
First or something? Cool.
Are you
Me?
Good? Are you
yeah.
good? Are you okay?
I don't know where I'm at.
That's why we're concerned.
There's D.C., there's Virginia, there's Maryland.
But you don't seem to know where you're at for lunch even. Like, are you okay?
So the area we're at, there's like a bunch of shops and like cafes. And we like walked into a couple and didn't like what we saw, so we went to another one. So I couldn't tell you which restaurant we were in.
I feel like Kimbo Camper has no couth when it comes to that. If I walk into a restaurant and I decide I don't want to be there, I try to be very polite. Oh, and I pick up the phone. Oh, there's an emergency. I'm sorry. I'm going to. And I feel like Bo would just look at the menu and go, oh, this is crap on this menu. Let's go somewhere else. Like in his full booming voice. Is that the way it transpires?
No. If it was like, if I was offering him something maybe, but because it's in public, I think he's a little, you know, remember Bo's a restaurateur.
Oh,
here,
that's
so,
right.
You know,
that's right.
He knows the game.
Yeah,
he's not going to try to be rude.
That's right.
Like,
yeah.
You know,
but Mike, do you ever push back where Bo's like, I don't see nothing. And you're like, well, I would like this. We're going to stay here. Like,
yeah.
A little pushback on Bo.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's Bo, where would you like to go? How can I get you there fastest? Can I pick up the tab, please? No, actually, and Solana knows this, it's usually Mexican food with Bo. And he even said it today. He's like, yeah, I think I'm going to go try to drive around and find a Mexican place. And that's
but
what he does on
you,
the road.
You don't embarrass yourself in front of him, though. You don't get a salad, hold the croutons, and a black coffee.
My life is just embarrassing myself in front of Bo. I asked a question like 2 years at camp. I was like, you know, to a player in the media scrums, like, you know, how you feeling in the dog days of camp? And Bo pulled me aside and he's like, Cuño, it's day 6. Why are you asking these guys about the dog days? And he goes, this is what's wrong with this team. And I'm like, Bo, it's hot for me. You know,
that's
I'm sweating.
So great.
I don't, you know.
Bo called me the other day and I missed his call. And I was scared that I missed his call. I'm pushing a button real fast to call him back.
You won't get that call back.
Yeah, it's that's amazing the way that he instills fear still.
It's all right, Cuño. Nothing's more embarrassing than going out to drink with all the guys, including some Hall of Famers, and they're all drinking wine and whiskey, and I'm ordering seltzers.
Yeah, but that says a lot about you. I mean, yeah. If they're ordering wine and you're like, oh, yeah, I'll take the seltzer. I mean, how did you miss that? You kind of order what the table orders at
right. You got to man it up, get an Aperol spritz like I would.
Huh? Hey, Dan, what are you drinking? Yeah, I'm the same.
Nah. Right. White Claw me.
Everybody watch Mike Cuño on CBS4 this Friday. Dolphins Commanders, their broadcast starts at 6:30. Have a good broadcast, Cuño.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me to the Marlins game. We'll talk.
Just doesn't hang out with us socially. Well, Coach Larinaga's got time to hang out with us. Cuño,
you trade up to a younger model, and you went Jim Larinaga, and that's my life. Yeah.
Cuño never has time for us socially. Never. All right.
You never invite me.
We'll see you, Cuño.
Love you. Bye.
There you go, Mike Cuño. 4 o'clock hours coming up.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Do it for Tim Horton.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShares got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!